You're tuned in to My Murray Kitchen, a Murray cooking show cooking our way.
Proudly brought to you by CBS.
With Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
And hello, hey you mob. Welcome to My Murray Kitchen, where we'll bring you the best home-cooked dishes from our Murray Kitchens to yours. I've got Kelly Kay here with me, the founder of My Murray Kitchen Facebook group, and we're bringing it to you to life on the airwaves. So, Kelly, can you please introduce yourself with your name, your mob?
My name's Kelly Kay. I'm from Ipswich. I'm a Yagara woman.
And a mum.
Yes, proud mother of two beautiful little kids.
Yes. Busy Murray. And I'm Lizzie Orley, Camilla Roy woman. Grew up around Ipswich and Brisbane. Now reside in Brisbane. So, look, we're here today for this episode of My Murray Kitchen. We're going to be using something pretty basic in my kitchen from growing up. I don't know about you, Kelly, but with both Aboriginal European culture, I've got my dad's Greek.
Oh, yeah.
My brothers and sisters, their dad's Italian.
Wow.
So I've been labelled as a Wagarigini. dear. Anyway, but what's been a staple for us growing up is, you know, you've had your basics like little things like dumplings in stew and damper and stuff like that. But I've grown up with pesto as being a main ingredient in my household. Have you?
No, I haven't. I've only just started recently using that myself in the past, like, 2 years.
Yeah. So my sister used to run around my nonna in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And while the boys were playing, she'd be in the kitchen taking notes from nonna, because nonna would never write anything down.
Yeah.
She'd be running around with a pad and pen, writing everything, a little trick, down.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever do stuff like that with your elders or grandparents or anyone?
No, but I always like to just, you know, be in the kitchen and observe them too, you know, just watch them. Oh, yeah, that's how you do it. And just take it on board, you know, and do it myself, then my own kitchen.
Yeah. So she learned how to make her own pesto, but today we're going to be using pesto in one of the ways that I find super easy, and I feel like you do too. You brought in some chicken for this particular recipe. So this is, we're doing kind of two in one. I've got a quick recipe with pesto, and then we've got like one that takes about 30 minutes max, I guess, to make. So we're doing penne pesto pasta. So, you know, you might see this in your cafe, and they charge an arm and a leg. They'll charge like $5 just for a bowl of this stuff with like chicken, and they'll do it with a salad and veggies and stuff.
More expensive, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, actually, no, $12, sorry.
Yeah, for a chicken.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the $5 one I saw that's like a small, tiny container size, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, it's actually probably, I would say, under $10, you know? I had to spend a little bit extra because I didn't have the cheap Coles one in stock at the moment.
Looking for that myself too when I went to the shop this morning.
Yeah, so I had to buy one that was about $4 to $5, but usually it's like $2.
Lovely. Yeah, I like this one. This is the usual brand I buy when I think.
Okay.
I know it's expensive, but
you like this one.
Yeah.
It's the Sacla Italia.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that properly. My nonna will probably hit me up the back of the head. Pesto. It's a classic basil. You can also get pesto in tomato as well. But look, with this one. All you need is basically pasta. I've got 500 grams of penne pasta here. So all you do is boil them up. And for the sauce, well, you don't really need a sauce. You get a teaspoon of pesto and that's it, depending on how many. If you are having it on just a bowl for yourself, I'd say a teaspoon.
Yeah.
And then whatever you want to add with it, if you want meat, if you want vegetables. Sometimes I like to saute up some vegetables, some greens, green bean and spinach and broccolini.
Yes.
But today Kelly's brought in what she likes to add and I brought in what I like to add. So Kelly's gone, I don't know, bougie in my eyes. Nah. You've got chicken that you brought in. And something really interesting you told us when we were putting the chicken in the fridge was how you store chicken in the fridges on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, it's always got to be on the bottom shelf because chicken, you know, the juices leak through, contamination will go through to anything else that's on the shelf below it.
Oh.
So it's always got to be on the bottom shelf.
Gotcha.
Yes.
There you go. That's handy. And I brought in for my meat I've brought in some tuna. So I like the lemon and pepper tuna. They're like 90 cents for a 95 gram can. And I've also, just for extra with that, I've brought in just a normal olive oil blend just to stretch it out so it's not too tangy with that lemon pepper.
Nice.
Do you need a proper shot of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what Kelly's brought in today in terms of meat and for the protein, I guess, of this side is she's brought in chicken, which is...
That's just diced chicken breast.
Oh, it's already diced up. That's nice.
Yeah, I always buy the diced.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so much easier for me, and I just break it up too then, you know, put it in little packs, how much I think I need for our dinners during the week for me and my family.
Cool. Yeah. And then we've got, and I brought in just tuna, just general, like the 90 cents each for a can, whatever flavour you like. I mean, I wouldn't put curry tuna flavour, but I've got, you know, lemon pepper, it's just Coles brand, and olive oil blend. Whoops.
Nice, nice.
So just to stretch it out a bit so that you've got the tanginess flavour. I've also brought in myself an antipasto mix. Also brought in an antipasto mix. And that was a little bit pricey. I think it was about $5 for that one.
Yeah.
Usually I would just get the jarred stuff, but I was in a rush.
Yeah.
So I just picked this already pre-mixed stuff up from Coles myself. But what were you saying about the chicken earlier too? You were saying you like the diced stuff?
Yeah, I just buy the diced because it saves me cutting it up. I hate cutting the chicken.
Getting your hands all sticky.
Yeah, I don't like that. So, yeah, I just buy the dice. It's so much easier and it cooks faster.
Yeah. Cool, deadly. All right. Later on, we're also going to make scrambled eggs with pesto. And I like to call this recipe green eggs and ham because you can add ham to it. And eggs obviously go green with the pesto in it. So all it is you scrambled eggs, you scramble it up with a, you know, I just use a fork, a couple of eggs and some milk. Whisk him up, and then a teaspoon of pesto, and whisk it all up so that it's nice and even through it. And then I just chuck it in the microwave.
Wow.
So I'll just show you how to do that nice and easy so you don't overcook the egg in the microwave and stuff like that, and how to get it just right and how to be careful when you do cook it. So it's just the eggs there, basically. Eggs, pesto, and milk. It's lactose-free milk. Lactose-free milk there so that I don't get a tummy ache. So this probably should be the right way around that way too. That's literally one bowl is all you need. And look, if you want to add a plate of toast to that for a little bit extra, you can. So the equipment we need for this is Kelly's just going to fry up the chicken. So, but while we fry the chicken up, we'll boil the pasta first. Now, I don't know about how you like your pasta. I like mine, what they call al dente, so it's just, like, not too soft, not too hard.
Yeah, I like mine like that too.
Yeah. So we'll give you tips and tricks on how to make sure you keep it to al dente. It's more recommended, I think. It's less slimy, and the pesto will be able to... You'll be able to work it through the pasta a lot more. So we're just trying to work out this electric stove here. We'll heat him up to about, I'd say...
Wrong one.
What? Why is that one gone?
I pressed that.
Oh, all right. We'll go that one down and this one up. So we'll go six and then we'll put them...
And that one as well.
And this one, the pot on as well.
So are you going to do your pasta first?
Yeah, I do the pasta first. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, mine's only thin angel hair pasta, so that'll take a minute.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're going to use angel hair pasta today. Oh, no.
See,
I dropped it.
Because angel hair's a lot quicker to cook. I just like it.
Sorry, what was that?
It's a lot easier, quicker to cook.
Okay.
2 minutes it takes, but I do it for a minute and then put it into the saucy mix.
Okay.
To let it cook for the rest of the other minute, you know?
Yep, so do you want me to do my pasta first because it'll take longer, or do you want to do your...
Yeah, you better do yours first.
Okay then, all right, and then we'll swap these.
That's
around. Yeah. Okay, so look, I'm not going to put very much in.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is actually literally get a mug, just a standard kind of average mug.
Okay.
I'm not talking about your face, Kelly. Yeah, that'll do. And I'll just pour the pasta into this mug. It's already, the corner is already cut open, which I didn't realise, and it spilled everywhere earlier. Pouring it in. Oh, thanks. Okay, all right. It's just going to pour this in. Oh, fill up, basically. Mug. No pegs anywhere, is there? I'm just gonna chuck it in now, basically. Is that 7? Let's just do a little one. Should I do more?
No, I don't know if you're okay.
Okay, now, Kelly, we're doing the chicken here. You've just we're cooking the onion up first. Mm-hmm. Oh, good, you chopped up some onion.
Yes, I brought an onion. I love onion.
Me too. I regretted not doing that, but I was hoping that a bit of the so like I said, I was in a rush, so I only grabbed the bare basics.
Yeah.
I was hoping the.
Should have told them I would have brought some in from home.
That's all right. I just decided to use.
Well, I just used half of this, and you gave half to you.
It's funny because your meat's going to take time to cook. And my pasta's going to take time to cook, but my meat, the tuna, is just going to be added straight in.
Right, yeah.
And then yours is, So I guess it kind of works with timing. So with cooking chicken, sometimes I seem to overcook it, overdo it a bit, and it's not really...
Yeah, I do that too myself,
How do you keep track of it yourself to try and...
That's a good question. Probably just watch it and...
Yeah.
That's all I can say,
Stab it with a fork, or a knife. Yeah,
go that far.
Oh, just to see if it's still pink in the middle. I think because you can't have undercooked chicken. No. I'd rather it overcooked than undercooked, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sorry, sis.
No, you're right.
All good. I'll just get a paper towel and wipe some of this up, and let me close this cupboard too. I got distracted. Sorry. So I should have actually, with this, literally when you actually cook pasta, and the best, you know how people have, you know what the best way to cook pasta is and how to get it right? To be honest, the instructions are on the back of the packet. So it, what it says, actually, where are the instructions? Here we go, add 500 grams of pasta. Well, I didn't, I added like about a mugful. 1 tablespoon of salt to 5 litres of boiling water. Cook for 12 minutes or to taste. So to taste is how you like it. But I like it al dente and so does Kelly. So I keep an eye on it by... I get a spoon, like a tablespoon. And then I use that tablespoon to balance a bit of pasta on there. Actually, I might use a fork even because it'll stab it better. And then I run it under cold water. Oh, you want a spoon?
No, because I don't have pesto.
A teaspoon or a table?
Yeah.
Where did I just put it? Oh. When I'm 80 years old, I'll need a lot of help, Kelly.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Are you younger than me?
Okay.
You're younger than me?
Ah.
I'll be dead by the time you get that age.
I'm that's 50 years away for me. I'm not going to ask you. So I'll keep this extra dry spoon there. What's her name? So, with the pasta, usually you just have the water kind of hot already and then you boil it and you add salt. I didn't... you add a salt to the pot? You're amazing. So I've just, boiled it a bit. Usually I actually like to add garlic-infused olive oil onto this stuff. But, So you're actually putting the pesto in the pan with the chicken?
Yep.
Ah. Right. I don't, What? I don't cook mine in the pan. I just chuck it straight on the pasta.
Oh, wow.
And have it as is.
See?
I don't even know where I put the pesto jar.
I just used it.
Oh, so that's the same one.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Oh, so I bought the same one that you like. Oh, isn't that lucky?
Yeah, I went there to grab one, but they had none.
Yeah, so... Oh, well.
And I just remember, oh, Lizzie's going to grab some, so I'll just use some of hers.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. I'm glad I grabbed the one you like. So, deadly. Okay, so have you ever thought about pesto eggs before, Kelly?
No, I haven't. That's why I was interested to know when you said that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm try that.
Literally, and it's only a couple minutes in the microwave, or a minute. In the microwave and it's done. But anyway, we'll focus on the pasta for now. So that's boiling away. I might just turn him up a bit because we're in a time limit here and Kelly needs to pick the kids up from school. And I like to put butter on my pasta after it's done. I don't know about you, Kelly, but I just like that for a bit of flavour.
Yeah. I usually cook it with it. I usually put the butter and the salt in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I, yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, the butter's good for the pasta after it because it stops it from sticking together.
That's it. That's why I do it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yum. I either use that or a little bit of, like I said, olive oil.
Yeah.
The garlic infused on, although that's a lot of money, I think. Like, you got to want to put money aside if you want to get that one and you're on a budget because it's about $9. For one of those bottles. Six if you're lucky.
Cheaper brands.
Yeah, it's still about, I think Aldi's $6 to $9.
Yeah.
Oh, depending. I don't know if you're lucky. I don't know. In my experience, you're better at sales of food, etc., than I am. Mm-hmm. I just, sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'll just deal with it. but what I love about pesto pasta is you can add anything onto it. Literally, Kelly's cooking up chicken. I've got tins of tuna here I like to have with it because I'm slack. And I just like to chuck it in. And
boil on the way.
It is, yeah. I lead a busy lifestyle. So, I don't take care of two kids, but I don't have a lot of time for myself. And if I'm at work, I've got to stop in and out.
Yeah.
So I'll just, myself have stuff ready to go and chuck in. So sometimes I'll just make the pasta and put the pesto with it, and then I'll add in the stuff later, an extra pesto if I need it to go through the flavour.
Would you freeze it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Just because it'd be alright to keep in the fridge for like a couple days, I think. Usually if I'm cooking it at home, I'll cook up mushroom with it. Cherry tomatoes, or just chop up a tomato, and then whatever greens. Like, I love zucchini.
Me too.
Yeah, and then again the tuna. I learnt this from my sister. Like, once she was just super slack. Sorry to call her out, but big day in taking care of two kids. We just were like, let's just have pesto pasta, and I thought it was just going to be this big ordeal, but no. And this is when I was learning to kind of cook and living out of home. When I was about 19 or so. And all she did was she had the bowl of pasta there, the tuna to dig in as much as you wanted to spoon into your bowl, and a teaspoon of pasta, and that was it. And that was good enough for us, and we added on Parmesan cheese. Are you adding cheese on yours today?
Yes, I'll add the cheese on top at the end.
Are you a Parmesan cheese person?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it on everything,
Pesto is usually, you could make your own. It's really easy to make your own.
Yeah,
you could find the recipe. We can make it with bunya nuts.
Ooh, that'd be good.
But it's already got cheese in it, but you can, and I'm lactose intolerant, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got very low lactose for me, so I'll be okay with it. But you can make your own at home without the cheese in it. And my sister does that too. I'll have to get the recipe from her.
Yeah, get her recipe, please. Mm. Yes, do that. We'll do that.
Today we're using pesto in one of the ways that I find super easy. We're doing penne pesto pasta.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kate. And you're listening to My Murray Kitchen.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
You're tuned to My Murray Kitchen with Kelly. Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.
Hey, you mob at My Murray Kitchen, where we'll bring you the best home-cooked dishes from our Murray Kitchens to yours. I've got Kelly Kay here with me, the founder of My Murray Kitchen Facebook group, and we're bringing it to you. Look, we're here today for this episode of My Murray Kitchen. Today we're using pesto in one of the ways that I find super easy. We're doing penne pesto pasta. So, all right, I'm going to try some of this pasta now. I just literally got a fork out. Stabbed a bit of this pasta, penne pasta. I'm just going to run some cold water over top of it so it cools it down a bit. Let me try. Oh, it needs a bit more time. It's a bit crunchy. Probably about another max 5 minutes, I reckon. More likely under that. You can kind of tell by the colour too, because it only just, it's golden, but it needs to get a little bit lighter. So just wait for that just a little bit longer, and then we can chuck your angel hair in. That'll be good to go with the that temperature up to boiling point.
Take a minute. That's all I need for that pasta, and
deadly. That's smelling really good. I love the smell of pesto because it's just, it's basil. It's like rich basil and parmesan already in the mixture. And there with the onions frying, fresh onion. I don't know. I think, you know when you go to Bunnings and you can smell their hot dogs, but it's not what the hot dogs sizzle, like sausage sizzle. It's not what gets me. It's the smell of the onion.
It's always the onion,
In any barbecue... I don't know about you mob tuning in, but any barbecue, as soon as that onion gets grilled there or cooking.
Yeah, or even in your kitchen, onion and garlic smell, I love it.
We're talking in the last episode of walking past people's houses and guessing what they're smelling, but it's always that onion, the onion and garlic that really stands out to me. I don't know about you.
Or the curry, when you know your curry's being cooked.
Those strong spices. And you know what? Sometimes that's all it takes to make a good meal is simple foods with strong spices. And I find a lot of Middle Eastern recipes are all about the flavours, and it's simple kind of foods. Like when I mean simple, it's the average veggies you might grill, but then it's the flavours you have with it. With this one, simply just chicken there that's being fried up with onion, and then we've got the pesto there to add on that extra, you know, burst of flavour. And the smell is just gorgeous. I love it. Excellent. I'm looking forward to trying some of yours, Kelly. Although, with yours, it's not just pesto. You've brought in cream as well.
Yeah, cream in it. Creamy chicken pesto.
Okay, so you cook the cream in it, do you?
Yeah, I'm going to try the cream in it now.
How did you come across this recipe?
My auntie, actually. She's she cooked it for me once, and I was like, oh, I've got to try that. And I haven't stopped making it since, and my kid loves it.
Do you mostly get, I mean, I know you got the group there, but do you get a lot of recommendations from your family? I mean, your family's in the group too, eh?
Yeah, no, they're always asking me pretty much. Come on, I need some help too.
Do they call you up?
Yes, they do, yes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, my cousin, actually, the other night, she knew I was doing caramel tart. She's like, is there any caramel tart left? Can you drop me some down?
My cousin calls up my nana when he goes to make something. Same with my brother. They call up my nana for, like, oh, Nan, what do you do here? How do I do this, you know? Because she's got all the secrets too. Okay, I'm going to check on this pasta. I think it might be nearly good to go, Kelly. Which is good news for you as well. I know you want to get cooking too. Sorry, we've got to share the pot.
I'll bring mine next time.
Needs 2 more minutes.
So good.
I'll just turn it up a bit. Okay, it's on the highest temperature. And I'll just stir it. And the reason why I'm doing that is so it doesn't stick to the bottom of the pot and stick to each other as well. So if we stir it, it'll stop the pasta sticking to itself. I'm going to get a bowl ready so I can toss this stuff. Oh, yeah, and the strainer's there too. So with me, because mine will only fit in about a plate, I'll only need about 2 teaspoons. I might actually open my Mediterranean antipasto mix, they call it. Mediterranean antipasto, but it is an antipasto mix. You've got olives in here, Kalamata ones, the dark purpley ones. They're de-seeded as well. There's feta cheese in this. I might leave that out. You can actually have some of that if you want, Kelly, because it'll give me a tummy ache. Hey?
I'm not sure if I can eat that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put it aside maybe for someone else to chuck on their pasta if they want to try some. And then I'll put in... there's sun-dried tomatoes in this, so... yeah, that'll be lovely. Or semi-dried tomatoes. Yeah, smell it.
Mm. Oh, that smells like wine.
Like wine?
Yes.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's the olives, olivey smell in that.
Yeah.
But, well, obviously they have it with olive oil, but they've already got the Italian herbs in there, which I believe is oregano. You've got, not dill, what is that, parsley, and... oregano, parsley, and the lovely rosemary, of course. So I'm looking forward to this. I might cut up actually some of the chunks of tomato here, and just to, I guess, make it go further. But I'll just quickly check on this pasta actually before I do that. Hopefully I don't get a tummy ache. I did hear you can get a tummy ache from undercooked pasta. Yeah, that looks good. It does look. It's like not too jelly-like. Mmm, that's perfect. I'm going to stop this straight away. All right. Yeah. I'm going to have to empty this sink. Watch out, that plate will be hot. I just didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, empty the sink there. We can just refill it later.
Yeah.
And I'll get this stuff out real quick. Sorry, sis. Oh, that'll be fine to have the juice on it. It's taking forever to empty. There we go. This bloody oven tray. Okay. So I've got the strainer here. Okay, now, usually I'd use a tea towel so I wouldn't burn myself, but that's okay. That's only because I'm super clumsy. Pouring the water out of the pasta pot into the strainer. It's got the holes down the bottom so it will drain the pasta nicely. So actually, I thought, Kelly, that you'd put your pasta in this. I'd spoon this one out, but might have to redo the water with some salt, hey? So I reckon usually if that's the case, if you want to make a quick boiling pasta, boil the jug. But Kelly, we've got instant hot water here.
Fertilize that.
So I'm going to move this out the way for you. And that, I don't know about you, I love the smell of freshly boiled pasta, especially if it's homemade. Now, I'm going to pour this into the bowl. That's basically it for that one. Okay, you got yours filled up there. You got your salt in there.
Yep.
And you've only got a small handful of pasta here for just for one person, basically. Actually, that'll probably feed two people by the time it boils up.
I broke it down.
Oh, okay. So you just got a handful of the because yours is angel hair.
Angel hair pasta.
Yeah.
Takes 2 minutes. But I'm going to cook it for 1 minute and then let it cook, finish the rest of the time in the chicken sauce.
So I'm done with the stove for my one. Basically, all I'm going to do now, is I'm going to chop up some of these ingredients.
Oh, nice.
Just so it goes further, pretty much. So I use this. Whoops. And try not to kill everybody. Smash plates. It's a Greek inside me coming out. Yeah. Okay, I might just quickly wipe this down to, where's that thing? Okay, and then I'll quickly chop up these veggies. Olives, veggies, or fruit?
I'll just cut mine.
Did you know tomatoes are fruit?
Yeah, I knew that.
But what about olives? There you go. Sorry. What were you saying about the knife? You just used to cut an onion? I'll just rinse it off. Food safety 101. Okay, good to go. I'll just cut the tomatoes into threes here, if it lets me. They're a bit smushy. Chuck that on the bowl. How's your chicken pasta going there? Your chicken cream. What's the trick to this one?
Well, the pasta is boil a kettle, pre-boil it, so it doesn't take so long.
Yeah, I like to do that too.
Yep. And then, yeah, it's look ready already.
I haven't cooked pesto with cream before. Is there anything special about that I need to, you know, if I were to?
No. I'll just make sure the cream don't curdle and over, you know.
So you have to keep stirring it?
Not really. Just...
It's on low heat, I see.
Yeah, I've got it on low.
It's like on level two on ours.
Is it two? A little bit.
So the slower it cooks through, the quicker it thickens. I mean, the better it thickens, sorry.
Yeah.
It's not so runny. And I see you're breaking the chicken up a bit with...
Just make sure it's cooked in there and not...
So this chicken's nice and... I don't know, would you say chicken can be tender?
Yeah, of course.
Good. It's tender. Love me tender. All right. I'm going to continue chopping up these veggies. Boom, boom. Now, usually this would take me about however long it takes the pasta to cook. So that took about 10 minutes. But because I was explaining things, etc., it's a bit different. So just chopping the olives in half. If I had more time, I probably would go into thirds, you know, if I was catering to more people with this. It's a pretty big bowl of pasta for one person. I'd say this is a two-person feed. Anyway, I think that's enough olives too, because I say as I cut one more, because it'll be pretty salty with the pesto. Pesto is quite salty, so you only need a little bit because it's got a big, pretty big punch of flavour. And out of this, all I'm going to do is get about a teaspoon of pesto. I don't have a teaspoon, so I'm going to use a fork. There you go. Just mixing the oil around. It's kind of risen to the top there. And that looks about right. It's just a heaped fork full. So a heaped fork full. Pesto. Just pop him down there. And I'm just going to work that through a bit, see how that looks, if the pesto covers all the ingredients nicely.
Oh, yeah, that looks really good.
Smells good too. Mm. So, sorry, that's just so I can get it on record. Kelly, you said it looks really good?
Oh, it looks amazing.
I was just saying it smells really good too. I just love
the colours in it.
The
colours in it look really nice and just very inviting.
Yes, I heard from a dietitian once that variety is the spice of life. Mm-hmm. So you said that about food, but also I love colours in food too. Yeah. A lot of variety of different colours.
Yeah, so do I.
With my veggies, if I think, am I having enough veggies? I was like, well, what colours of vegetables can I add in? So, you know.
Yeah, I'm like that too, actually.
Yeah, all the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah, yep.
But for this one, we got the lovely rich purple here with the olives. Okay, so how I know that's lovely and coated and mixed through is it's not too green. It's only a slight tinge of green to the pasta. That's how I judge it myself. I mean, you can do a taste test. And if you really like pesto, you like it strong, then add more in. There's really no rule. It's how you really like it. Generally, I put like a teaspoon in, but this is just a little bit extra than that, I would say, with this fork I've got. It's a pretty big one. Pretty big fork, Kelly.
These forks, eh?
Oh, God.
I'm looking at my deadly fork.
What was that?
You see that shirt?
No.
Someone's got a shirt that says, stop looking at my deadly fork.
If you don't know what a fork is to blackfellas, ask your local blackfella and maybe they'll tell you. I'm not going to repeat it here. But, okay, so, yeah, it's nearly like as if it's glazed green pesto pasta. Now, I've got sugar, because this is just one person and it's already a tin of tuna is, like, heaps for one person. It's more than a serving that they recommend. I'm going to drain this. See, it's tuna with black... cracked pepper and it's in oil. Yeah, I better drain it, but I like to keep a little bit of oil in there only because of the lemony flavour that's in it. So let me just drain this little tuna tin, little one. Now, Kelly, you're done on the stove. I just turned my back and you were done. You plated up the... How long did it take for the angel hair there?
Oh, 1 minute. And then the last minute in the pesto sauce.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
You can add in some of the olives there that are left over if you like. It's up to you. I don't know how that will taste with the cream. And then you just put on the parmesan cheese. And Kelly's colour is... The colour of it is, like, obviously the pesto mixed with the cream is... basically like a little bit of a goldeny pesto green colour, like a bit of a yellow tinge to it, I'd say. It's looking beautiful. Okay, I'm going to chuck my... Literally peel the chin. Yeah, I drained it. It's good to go. Thanks, sis. I think I'll be right. I'll, yeah. Thanks for taking the tin lid for me. And then just use the fork again. Don't use the force, use the fork. Put it on top of the pasta here and then toss it around again. And I think I might add in, just because I know myself, I don't mind the fishy kind of taste, but sometimes with pasta it just gets a bit much, and I think I might add in a little bit more pesto to, so it's not battling, the flavour's not battling with the strong taste of the tuna. If that, like, competing with it, if that makes sense. Yeah. So it just blends is overpowering. That's it. Yeah, it works together. So I'm going to move this here because I really like what you're saying. Okay. Now, where's this? I'll go rinse the... Oh, is there another fork around?
Yeah, here, look, you've got a spoon, yeah.
Oh, spoon, yeah, good. Okay, I'm just going to get a tablespoon, but about just the tip of it. Just the little tip of the tablespoon there. Put it on the... Yeah. Pesto lid, so nothing cross contaminates. Actually, no, you know what? I might use it and toss it like a salad. Oh, that's better. That's better.
Work it all in there.
Thanks, sis. I appreciate the support. So, that is literally for me less washing up, because it's only a couple of things I use, just the chopping board to chop stuff up with. Sorry, less washing up. So, less, things I'm slack. I try to. Trying to use less things, as little things as possible.
Yeah, me too.
You too, Kelly?
Yep.
Yeah. So, there we go. That's tossed him in. So, all I used was basically a bowl, like a normal bowl, like a bowl you would use for pasta, really. Even, I don't know, if you're that hungry, a big bowl you'd use for soup, noodle soup. But I chopped up some olives, had some, just a tin of tuna, and... about just a little over a teaspoon, what was that, about 2.5 teaspoons of pesto, and that's me done. You've been tuned to My Murray Kitchen on 98.9 FM for the best country.
That was My Murray Kitchen. It's Cooking Our Way with Kelly Kay and Lizzie Orley.
Proudly brought to you by CBF.